The St. Petersburg Times reported today that former Hillsborough County Supervisor of Elections Buddy Johnson used funding for his office earmarked to get out the vote that instead was used for campaign purposes in the African-American community in Tampa. The story, reported by Michael Van Sickler and Jeff Testerman, says that Johnson made two different payments to community activist Michelle Patty's business that totaled more than $16,000. The Times reports that Johnson did not pay Patty from his re-election account, but from taxpayer money meant for voter education. Van Sickler spoke with WMF Today about the story, which is one in a series of detailed actions by Johnson and his assistant that is now the focus of an FBI investigation. Johnson left the office with over $3 million in debt.
The reason why we're spending this much time on Buddy Johnson, who no longer holds office, is because of that deficit. When he left office, he announced, we first heard about this deficit in mid-December, when he had his general counsel and chief of staff, Kathy Harris, go to the county commission and explain to them why there was a deficit. That was news to the county commission. And ever since, that deficit has grown, as there has been an audit that established that deficit to be about $3 million.
And
the FBI is now investigating the expenses that were coming out of Buddy Johnson's office during that period.
And, of course, now you mentioned HAVA in here, the Help America Vote Act, which Congress
yes.
passed after the 2000 election, which is federal money given to the state. And that's to used for what, outreach, or get the word out about voting?
That's correct. In 2002 or thereabouts, Congress was very concerned about what had happened in Florida in 2000. If you remember, or how can you not, the whole butterfly ballot, the ballot bedlam that kind of, happened on the East Coast and elsewhere. That was a concern to Congress that perhaps our supervisor of elections, not just in Florida but elsewhere, were not doing a good job of letting voters know about certain technology and, how to vote. So the point of the program for Help America Vote Act is to just put out information through public service announcements, through sample ballots that voters can get in the mail beforehand. TV ads, radio ads, explaining, if you're getting new technology, how to use it. And the point is to ensure a smooth election.
Indeed. Now, of course, during the campaign, some of our listeners will remember that, in fact, Phyllis Buzanski, the Democrat running against Buddy Johnson, who ultimately won and now is our current supervisor of elections, complained that, in fact, Buddy was using this money for campaign purposes. We saw the pens that have been referenced several times even since by the county commission that had Buddy Johnson's name on them that he was giving out to prospective voters, and also a van. I remember a story about that had Buddy's name prominently on there. Phyllis Buzanski made a big issue of it during the campaign. The press covered that. That, again, is that what you believe is also being looked at right now in terms of improper usage of HAVA money?
It could be. We don't know exactly what the FBI is looking at. There's a second audit that is being ordered to look at specifically how the HAVA money was spent. But yes, back in during the election, there was a lot of talk about how this money was being spent. We had our reporters, Bill Varian and Janet Zink, write stories about that van and these pens that were being issued and some of the newspaper ads looked to be, just as much as it was helping explain how to vote, it was also, in a way, promoting Buddy Johnson.
And again, you're listening to WMNF. I'm Mitch Perry, and for Rob Leroy and Michael Van Sickler from the St. Petersburg Times, we're talking about the front page story in today's Times regarding Buddy Johnson paying activists in the African-American community with public money is the charge. And by the way, Michael, WMNF gets a mention prominently early in your story. How do we fit in this?
Well, it was we were so lucky to have had the fact that on the internet, WMNF saved an interview that they did on primary day. I think it was Sean Canaan.
Right. Back in August.
August 26th, he interviewed Michelle Patty, of all people, at the College Hill Library. I think the issue there was the College Hill Library was a precinct in 2006, and it wasn't a precinct in 2008. They had moved the location. And it was explained to us that they moved the location because the location that they moved it to had traditionally been the location. The 2006 was the
anomaly.
The fluke.
Yeah.
So Michelle Patty was there at the College Hill Library that day and interviewed by Sean saying this is basically that She was a little mystified that there was no voting at this site, and she was afraid that votes would be lost. And she asked if he's doing this, what else is he doing wrong?
Talking about Buddy Johnson. And so we have the predicate, which basically Michelle Patty certainly didn't seem to be a fan, at least on a primary day, of Buddy Johnson.
That's correct. So then it was surprising for us to see in the records that October 2nd, Kathy Harris, the general counsel, approved $5,000 be paid to Michelle Patty. For us to see this in light of the fact that Michelle Patty had criticized Buddy Johnson. And then in subsequent interviews that we had with people who had spoken with Michelle Patty, that in October she started heavily campaigning for Buddy. That was a pattern that suggested a cause and effect that we really had to take a harder look at.